Okay, so we continue in the Archa Sadikim in Shara Chzarius on page 295. The Shira started as a schus ilan nishmas at the Chava Chaim Velez Ben Shem Shenaye, and a schus for a ilan nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. She was schus for Shleim of Chaim Da Ben Menorachol Tanalei Bashein Drachol and Abadati Ben Peril, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this, continuing in the idea of cruelty, he says, "Be of ksiv," and in Eiv it says, "Im loy bachisi likshe yoim agma nafshi le'evyon." I didn't I weep for someone who was unlucky? My soul was mourning for the poor man. And all of this type of behavior is very far from being cruel. Says this midah is found only in someone whose nature is like that of a lion. In what it is, what sense? Shetarfen v'choimsim, someone who tears and rips apart. Be'ez asher techzak ha'nefesh ha'kasonis ala adam, when a person feels the feeling of anger overtaking him, oz bayrachas midas rachmanas, so cruelty runs away. Ba'achzarius miskaberes la'arayz v'lintayz, and basically, cruelty takes over to destroy and to break. So that feeling of when you get angry and you break things, if you would stop logically and say, when you break something, okay, let's say you get frustrated, and so you take a glass and you throw it against the wall and you smash it. Now, not only do you not have whatever the original thing that you're missing, but now you also don't have a glass, and now you got to clean it up, and now you got to deal with the mess, and you got to make sure you don't step in it, and it makes no sense. If you had Rachmanus, whether it's on others or on yourself, it would make no sense. But the anger pushes aside the feelings of Rachmanus, and then it's just cruelty. You just want to act out. You just want to destroy. You want to rage. You want to let it out without any thoughts of Rachmanus included. He says, anger is cruelty, and anger overwhelms a person. There's no anger like the anger of cruelty, but in the way that Hashem acts, Timtzu, you will find that even when Hashem gets angry, He remembers to have mercy, which is a wonderful midah. That we, our anger overpowers our rachmanas and sort of kicks it to the curb, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when He gets angry, He remembers us. It's far removed from a person to reach this level. To be able to control his anger, that to have rachmanis at a time when he's angry is very difficult. This trait of cruelty in a person's soul causes him to take revenge against his enemies. You won't have mercy on the day of revenge. Perish. When there's revenge, ain't chemla. There's no mercy, except cruelty. Not to take revenge and not to bear a grudge. Afilu litar b'leiv v'sarnu. We're being warned not even to bear a grudge in our hearts. Kol shekein shalei la'asas ma'isim b'yadayim lakas es chaver. Certainly not to take any sort of action to harm your friend. Ahaloi af im nafa b'leiv p'shiyosai. Even if he should fall without us being involved, lo yismach, don't rejoice, k'detziv b'nfala yivchal tismach. When your enemy falls, don't rejoice if you kashlei al, and let your heart not be glad. Basically, don't have Schadenfreude. Don't be happy when other people fail, even if it's someone that wronged you. That is a negative expression of a person's midah, and it leads to achzarius. So even though you didn't act out, but just the celebration and feeling good about someone else's failure is a negative trait. So I guess it's a lesson to me, who was celebrating when the Patriots lost, and all those Patriots fans are miserable. And it sounds like that's not the proper approach. The proper approach should be not to feel good just because someone else is suffering, because that's ultimately going to get a person used to not paying attention to Rachmanos and instead become an Achzar.